Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for July 29th, 2025. So yesterday the market was completely flat. We expected that going into the Fed meeting. Today there might be a little bit of rockiness because here's what we got coming out. We got the Federal Reserve, their meeting in one day and 3 hours. But we also have in the equity markets, we have the Dow Jones and the equities across the board kind of holding there right now. It says the S&P 500 rises slightly on solid earnings as the Fed decision looms. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about earnings. And the house prices just got updated again today as well from the Case-Shiller. So we're going to talk about that and all these today. So folks, my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. Because if you're looking to buy or refinance, you have to understand how the market's moving right now. And you also have to understand how financing works. And that's what I'm here to provide you. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I got a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you that at the end of this video, so stay tuned. Let's get to today's news. So here's what we're saying today. The mortgage rates across the board yesterday were 0.00, other than the 15-year fixed was up 0.01. Whatever. So let's get over to this. The Federal Reserve's meeting in a day. Here's what they're looking at, folks. They're going to look at right through here. They're going to look at earnings reports for a lot of companies. They are going to look at that to see how they're getting hit. And then that, is that going to start really retracting our jobs market, corporate profits, and things like that? Well, I want to go over some corporate profits with you the guys this morning because that's where, right through here, that's what the Federal Reserve and the markets are looking for at this time. Then we're going to talk about the Fed here in a second. So let's get to the earnings reports that we have for this week. So this morning, we have a whole slew of companies out. And the reason why I'm doing this week and I did it last week is the S&P 500, the last 2 weeks, and well, last week and this week is going to be the biggest earning weeks that we're going to have in months. So we want to focus in on the earnings here. So let's get over to these. Here's what I want you to understand. These are the corporations posting their earnings today before the bell. You can see that right through here. And these are after the bell. So what I want you to do is just go through these real quick and show you the results just to see what we're focusing on are corporate profits. It's starting to tumble. Thus, it's going to be, you know, cause pullback in their employment. Thus, they're going to have more layoffs. And you get the effect here. You're going to have a snowball effect into a slowing economy. Well, if you go over through here, let's go to the first one. All I want to do is show you right through here, this column through here. This is the earnings per share if they hit or missed. Okay. What I want you to see is if there's green or red. If there's green, that means they either came right on a point or, well, they actually beat estimates. If it's blank, it's blank. If it's red, it means they didn't meet estimates. So if you go down through here, look at these. We had the first one, it didn't meet estimates. But if you go down through here, we got GLW, it beat it. You got SoFi, which would beat it by 33%. They beat their earnings forecast by 33%. Procter & Gamble up 4%. We got JetBlue, it looks like up 50%, AMT. Oh, it's flat. So you can see how it comes in at flat, up 7, up 10. This one, the revenue came in with a miss, but their earnings per share actually increased. And you can go down through here. Now here's where we see a couple misses. UPS and Spotify. Those are the only two. Well, let's see. There's two out of all these that came in and missed on both ends out of how many companies? 3, 6, 9 out of 15 companies, only one missed. Not a bad focus that we've seen on so far. So what I'm saying is, if these companies are doing okay, they're not going to let go people. I'm not saying they're going to hire people. That's where the JOLTS index and a lot of the employment numbers are going to come in. So far, corporate earnings are looking pretty darn good. Now let's get over to home prices. This is still going to drive people crazy. You still have home prices post the smallest increase in nearly 2 years. Now here's what some people is going to point out, and I just give you the whole picture. All right, right down through here. The S&P Case-Shiller Index, houses price index fell 0.3% in May compared to the previous month. But if you go year over year, it's actually up 2.8%. So yeah, the house prices are starting to turn over, but you're going to hear a lot of people just saying, home prices are falling and they're crashing. Well, no, folks, you have to read the whole story behind all this stuff. So that's what you're seeing right through there. This is the Case-Shiller 20-City Housing Price Index. It doesn't say what your neighborhood's doing because it really can't. They don't know what your neighborhood's doing. So if you're trying to figure out what your specific area is doing, reach out to to a realtor, but reach out to us first to get pre-approved if you're looking to buy. And I'll give you all my information here shortly. If you go over to the bond market, bond market's having a pretty good morning today, folks. What you have to look at is right through here. Now, how you focus in on this, if you're new to the channel, I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbits what's happening through here. We focus in on right through here. This is the mortgage bond. And you're going to see at the top, it says 99.42. Unlike if you look at a 10-year treasury. If you look at a 10-year treasury, it's going to say 4.377. That's the yield, okay? But when it comes to mortgages, the MBS price comes up like this. Well, this is the price of a bond. So what you have to do is kind of convert this into interest rates. So what this means, if the price is going up, like you're seeing on the screen, that means rates are coming down. There's a yin-yang effect. Prices go up, rates come down. Prices go down, rates go up. 13 tick, that might move the market just a little bit. So we might see mortgage rates at 6.8 today, but I'm not seeing, you know, mortgage rates crashing in regards to this. I do have comments all the time, people are saying, Dan, when are rates going to get back in the 5% range? Well, they're not going to get there anytime soon. And here's why. The Federal Reserve controls this rate right through here. It's the federal funds rate. Until this gets to like 2, you're not going to see mortgage rates in the 5s. So that's what you really have to focus in, what the federal funds rate is, because that's the short end of the stick. The Federal Reserve, they don't directly correlate or calculate the front end or the front end of the yield curve, but they have good influence on that. So if the Federal Reserve keeps rates, the short-term rates at 4.25 to 4.5, all the banks are going to do the same thing. So until the Federal Reserve really eases on this, and that's why the president's really harping on him, you're not going to see mortgage rates come down into the, you probably won't even see it at a 6 handle anytime soon. We might get at 6.5. That's my sweet spot that I'm looking for, 6.5 within the next 2 or 3 months. If you're waiting for that to refinance, please don't, because they might not get to 6.5%. Try to pick your positions when you're looking to refinance. If you're looking to buy, completely different story. But the Federal Reserve's looking at these numbers right through here. The unfortunate part about this is when the Federal Reserve comes out tomorrow and tells us what they're going to do, a lot of this other data comes in the next day. So they're not going to be able to see this data before they make their decisions. So it's going to be interesting on what the Federal Reserve does. I will have a live event at 2:30 when they start taking questions. It's already after the fact of what the Federal Reserve does tomorrow. But I want you guys to hear and understand the questions that the Federal Reserve Chairman gets and how he answers it really sways the market. So we're going to have a live event tomorrow to cover that. So based on this information, folks, it looks like mortgage rates will ease. Whoa, we got a nice little spike here, up 14 ticks. So we will see some easing in the markets today when it comes to interest rates. In the stock market, you're going to basically see a mixed bag of goods because people were waiting for earnings to come in and also what the Federal Reserve is going to do tomorrow. So that's our report for today, folks. Like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I want to explain to you guys how we shop your rate, or we compare your rate to 30 different lenders. Now, let me explain this to you, and I'm going to stop using the word shop. I think that's a little bit harsh in this case. So here's what we do at the bank. So I work at a federal bank. That gives me a federal license that I can work in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the interesting thing about our bank is we set up with 30 other banks, lenders, and credit unions. Why? Well, it's to help you guys out. So when you put in your application right through here, I'm able to give you offers from 33 other lenders as well as my bank. Okay, so that's what we do. So if you want to compare your rate to what I can get you here, please reach out to us. Also, if you're looking to buy a home, oh, where'd that video go? So if I want to scroll into there, go to therateupdate.com. Check out this. If you're looking to buy a home, you have to check out this 1% down program that we have. Hold on, it is coming up here in a second. It is right through here. Just click here. It's income-based, so it's going to give you a map. All you need to do is plug in your income into that map. It'll tell you if you qualify to even try to get into this program. So check that out. If you're looking to refinance, we have some refinance tools up here. You can actually tell me what rate you're looking to refinance, and as soon as the rates hit that, I'll be reaching out to you to get go over the numbers, see if it's saving some money, and we'll get your paperwork started. If you already have a loan estimate from a lender, here's what I want you to do. Call them up and ask them, tell them you want their best foot forward, and then send it over to me. I'll compare your offer with 33 other lenders, and it's right through here. I don't know what's going on today. My website's a little bit slow, but you're going to go down through here, and you can upload your loan estimate into my site. What I'm going to do is I'll do a video and get right back to you, and I'll go over the savings with you if there is a savings, show you how much we can save you on fees and rate. Yes, well, in most cases, we're saving people on both of those. So check out the loan estimate review that I can send back to you in video form. But otherwise, folks, that is my report for the morning. We will be back today later this afternoon with live stock talk. Check it out. out. I'm going to go over our portfolio that we have, how it's doing, and why we picked what we picked, to just give you guys some ideas on how to think before you start investing. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic morning, and I'll see you at 2 o'clock at the Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan Frio. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.